Some shiitake.
Some shiitake.
Some shiitakes.
Some lion's mane. Mm. Mm.
Oh, that's a mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know.
Drawing a little armadillo tails.
Little chicken of the of the, what do they call it? Chicken of the woods.
Yeah.
Chicken
like,
of the woods.
It's like an orange mushroom. Oh, yeah. They call it chicken of the woods. Little, morel. We talking morels here?
I suppose we are.
Yeah. I don't know any other mushrooms. I made one.
You exhausted me at Portobello. Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, shiitake. That was a pause. Like, oh, I know those. And now I don't know.
I'm like ashamed at how many I just knew.
The white ones at the grocery store? Those ones?
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. The ones on my pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Domino's,
the onions. The whole and the sliced. That's all I know.
I went to a barbecue once, and they're like, you're going to love these. They're so great. And it was just the fucking, those big ass, the portobello on the grill. It was gross. Like, it wasn't.
That's offensive.
And I'm like, what about a burger?
Did they put it in the buns?
Yeah. It was disgusting.
Fuck you. Don't invite me to your stupid mushroom house.
No, or my least favorite is when they, what's the other one?
Cabbage steak
or what's the one that they call, or cauliflower steak.
Just
call it a cauliflower, like,
yeah.
Just cut slice. Real.
Didn't you make one for real me hefty. Once?
Yeah, but I didn't call it that.
I think you may have.
Damn. No, I did not.
Oh, shit, just got real. What the fuck? Damn. Hey, hit that dramatic button. Is there a dramatic button?
False prophets in the house.
That's it. Yeah, that's a dramatic button.
Oh, yep. My goodness. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I meant to add. No good. I meant to add it to the board, but then I remembered. I'm so lazy. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
What happens when you're a lazy person?
That's what happens when you mm-hmm. forget to prepare for something.
Yeah.
Every single time that we do it. So.
Wait, are we recording? I always forget.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So.
What you drinking there?
A michelada.
Nice.
My favorite drink of all time. Because it's salty and spicy and tangy and amazing and tomatoey.
Just like cold minestrone soup.
Yeah. No, for everyone else, that's just like a Mexican Bloody Mary of some kind.
It's delicious.
Maybe in the same ballpark.
That's
but
what it reminds me of.
Beer, no vodka, a little more lime to the equation.
Some chamoy.
And we made it from scratch. We didn't make it from those pre-mixes.
That's
we just
right.
want to call
we don't
that
believe
out.
In that.
You know. When you're in a pinch and you're going to a cookout, grab the mix. When you're at home, have some dignity.
Respect yourself.
Do y'all put like meat in it? Like people do like Bloody Marys?
We put Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm. But no, but you
I
know, like Bloody Marys,
people
like,
hats
put like
in
bacon
theirs.
And stuff like that.
Oh, no.
You don't do that.
No, I don't know.
I'm going to put a toothpick and a chicharron like as an ornament next time. Mm.
That's cute.
Yeah, little bites.
Yeah.
people do Flamin' Hots in there? Yeah.
No.
I just
people are flaming imagine. Hot. Wait,
they put everything.
Wait,
in
let's relax. Get right into it.
Put
wait.
The fucking brakes.
No, let's do this.
Macaroni and cheese. I just saw it at the store. It was bonkers.
People are over flaming hotting things.
It's too much.
Burgers, burritos.
Yeah, ooh. I agree. I'm a supporter of flaming hot side.
They're
tasty. I like the Cheeto fingers.
It got me
I think
through
it's
my childhood.
Yeah, you know? There's nothing wrong with flaming hots, but. Fucking check yourself. Yeah, you got to relax.
Like they're dusting the burger bun. They're like basically flipping the oily tortillas in these little bits. It's like, dude, draw the line somewhere. Have some dignity.
That's yeah, we're gonna play out the flame.
It
hat.
All
we're gonna
goes
over.
Back yeah. to some dignity.
Just get some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like sprinkling like the dust on a birthday cake or some shit. You know, it's like no, we don't need to
actually,
do that.
Well, yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Let's
slow down.
Yeah. Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. All right.
My birthday's coming
sweet
up.
Savory. Yeah, I think that could work.
Think about that. Birthday cake.
Ice cream cake. Then deep fry that cake.
It's gotten away from us though. I can't wait till we have a little hot Cheeto recession here, and like you know, the market corrects itself because we've run too hot for too long. They're just dunking everything in hot Cheetos.
Well, you know, I mean,
it's absurd.
White folks discovered the Flamin' Hot as you know, there were hot fries out there for many years.
The hot fries, I love those.
Which is, I feel like a precursor to the Flamin' Hot Cheeto, which I. Find me someone out in Minnesota rural area who's eating hot.
Well, that's the thing.
Fries.
Like, anytime I've ever done a road trip, you could tell where you're at by the convenience store and their supply.
Yeah.
So if there's no Flamin' Hots in the mix, I don't feel safe there. Like that's my barometer.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
They don't even got like the Bud Light Micheladas. Yeah, you're like, I need to get up out of here.
So I have a question. Give me the list people of color who you think unironically have ever said the word skedaddle.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, he was top of my list, actually.
That's unanimous.
Immediately.
Skedaddle. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's him.
Cory Booker.
Al Roker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Ted Cruz, which we're not counting as a person of color, technically.
Wait a minute. He's like a person of hell. He's of hell.
And he looks like Count Chocula.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
looks
guess
like Grayson
I
Allen.
I suppose it's a minority of some kind. There's not a lot of chocolate vampires out there, I guess, walking around. So I suppose he counts, but we don't want to claim him.
No,
I have no. That's like almost too deep for me to answer because it says so much. I don't know. Hmm. Probably maybe like Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been on the daytime television for a while.
Good Morning America.
Yeah, and he's like, only. Let's skedaddle, because he has a huge gap. So he's probably like, he probably said it once. They're like, hey man, don't say that again, because it's our sound levels aren't set up for skedaddle.
Yeah,
too many S's on that one.
Coming out hot on Strahan.
Oh my.
The only podcast that's going after Michael Strahan.
The only ones willing.
With the courage
to go there.
He's like avoided controversy at all costs, but it found him here.
Found him here. Yeah. The pro people of color podcast going after Strahan for no reason.
We love you, sir.
Yeah. You do what you do.
I'm lukewarm.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a football fan.
Which I think
fan,
is what he wants, right?
Yeah. That's how he's been around for so long.
That's his brand.
If being around for so long, just being, people are sort of like,
oh,
yeah.
A chocolatier for all I know.
He's an ex-football player now. Mm-hmm. Now Today Show, like big. Yeah, everyone knows him.
Yeah,
and she's like that's a person that's inoffensive. Is that a word? Yeah,
the most inoffensive.
Yeah, the most. Yeah. He's really good at it.
Yeah,
Reggie Miller.
Benign.
I think Reggie Miller might have said it unironically.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Mm.
He says a lot of dumb shit unironically.
Yeah,
yeah. We do love you though, Reggie. Yo, when you what you did to the Knicks, I still commend you to this day for that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, I feel like Spike Lee would say skedaddle.
Think so?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think I can
agree with you on this one.
Have you seen the hats, man? I love his fits, but like he seems like he might say skedaddle.
I don't know.
My blackness won't allow me to confirm that.
I have a thing with Spike Lee where I like 75% of his movies. I think I'm watching the movie. I'm like, this is interesting. This is good. This is cool. And then I don't know what happens. The last quarter of the movie, it's like, then suddenly he hits me in the face with like the theme, and it turns into like a 5-paragraph essay where it's like, and here's
what I learned.
Here's what you should learn from my film. I'm like, yo, man, I can do some of this work. I can do it. I can figure this out, homie. Like just then, because you got all these movies where the weirdest shit happens right at the end, and I'm like, that was unnecessary, bro. Like you had me, and then you lost me.
He puts a bow on everything.
I think people needed that. Yo, what do you think about that as an artist, Erica? Having to do something like, if you had a, like, is the message over the art sometimes?
Like club people in the face in the end because you don't think they can actually get there on their own.
Or do you think
just always believe in the art, and I believe the art could reach mostly anyone if they pay attention.
But a lot of people are stupid.
Yeah.
Like that is, almost, I get
you
that.
Almost. Do you ever make something stupid for stupid people?
That's your next project right there. Yeah. Like, make it for...
Yeah, I don't really think of it that way, but what would that even look like?
You should
like
openly do
fucking
a project.
Ernest Goes to Camp?
Yeah, that I think it was openly for
that was for stupid people.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. Or like Benny Hill. That was not for the intellectuals of the society, you know?
I mean, I think he was saying something with the music and the way he chased her. Okay, I'm just kidding.
He was so rapey. Let's talk about that.
Tell the kids what Benny, there's no way these children know what Benny Hill is.
Oh, children, gather around.
I know Bobby Hill. I don't know Benny Hill.
Yeah. This is...
It's best that you don't, but now you're going to learn.
Those days before the internet and just basic television.
A terrible... I guess it was a sketch show that was made in Britain in the 1970s, 80s, in which all I can remember really is this old, creepy, lecherous man chasing after like very beautiful women and
like bikinis.
And yeah, shit. And like trying to like look up their skirts and like a complete creep, like very, very scary dude. And I remember as a child not understanding, like, why is he chasing them? They don't look like they like it. Like, what's
that? Was the shtick? It had like that sped up, it had like that sped
or
up.
Why do
film.
They like it?
Yeah, and it was like, it had that music, and he's just imagine like sped yes. up, and he's like chasing them around, like off screen and then on screen. And
yeah,
it was like,
picturing like in and out of the. Yeah. The doors, the doors literally, in the hallway.
That was literally like a bit.
Some Scooby-Doo shit.
Literally, really they did shit like up. That. And it was like, that was what, that was comedy.
Yeah, that was for dumb people. It was insane. Let's, or stupid people, rather. Excuse me.
Yeah, so, yeah, do a project. I'm asking you, would you ever do a project like that?
yes, for the right price. You know?
Idiots spend money, too.
Yeah. Idiots get a lot of money here.
I'm just, I wanted to add to my collection of plants that I've acquired now that I'm, you know, nearing middle age. I just, I love plants.
That's just plants and micheladas for the next 50 years.
I heard
if
that
I'm
if,
lucky.
I heard that if you play the Benny Hill theme song to your plants, they grow better.
Yeah, they grow faster. Mm-hmm.
They feel harassed.
Yeah, they're scared. It's yeah. Yeah, you put high pressure on them, so they're yeah. terrified and they grow faster. Exactly.
And by the way, Benny Hill, I think was very popular among all Mexican dads. I'm just assuming this.
Problematic.
Are you insulting all Mexican dads? Because you just said it was for...
No, because my dad watched it.
Well, are you insulting
gonna,
your dad?
I'm going to say...
Maybe a little.
On like regular, whatever dumbass channel it came on, it was the only time you could... There was only type of like that type of skin on television. For no reason, like that show just had it for no reason at all at 10 a.m. or whatever.
Yeah, it was so
just like
so that's probably the, that was probably the draw.
That's
at the
probably
time.
The catalyst for a lot of
wow,
the dads
wow, hey,
watching.
We're impressed. That was a big word, Roddy.
Well, when I talk about subjects like this, I like to make sure that I, you know, elevate them, if you will.
Was that on right before like MASH or some bullshit?
Yeah, oh God, fucking MASH.
Oh God, MASH. I would like just run to change the channel because it looks so boring. It looked, I thought it would affect
song, it looked the intro song boring. Gave me PTSD. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't understand why.
Yeah, the colors were so gray
so,
and green.
Yeah, drawn out.
Anytime there was no a rain delay way. On a Braves game back in the day, they'd be like, queue up for motherfucking MASH. And I was like, oh, so I really hate it.
I love it when people are like, well, you know what? That show was incredibly popular. 50 trillion people tuned in to watch the finale. I'm like, that's right. Because in those days, there were three channels, bro. Like, like, what were you going
to
watch?
Not a lot to choose.
Those are those projects that have to, MASH. Shit like that has to inspire you creatively, though. If that shit was like setting off the charts, you're going to be fine, like, my young creative.
Yeah, for real. Like, believe keep in at yourself. It. Yeah. Keep doing it. Because, damn it. MASH. That's it. Just think about it.
We're gonna cure imposter syndrome on this podcast.
Yeah, we're kind of doing it.
Like, that's the. Keep reminding yourself that shit like this existed and was a huge success.
But wasn't it about the Vietnam War? Which is
your
very
guess is
Korean.
As good as mine.
Yeah, no one listening to this knows what the fuck, man. Yeah. MASH was a show about, like, one of those wars.
One of those wars.
That we don't know because we were children when it came. It was super reruns by the time we were alive, but it was.
And it looked super boring.
It felt like a channel filler to me.
It was
supposed
to be a comedy, and it was like, just like, looked like people at war, and it wasn't funny. And instead of baseball, they played this shit.
No, but what kind of shit did you watch because there was nothing else on?
Bad reruns? Whatever the fuck my parents wanted to watch.
I'm younger. I had some good ass cartoons.
Nah, see, they
spoiled.
Spoiled.
I was around before the fucking we actually had a remote control because that came late into the house. So literally, my ass was planted by the TV, and my dad would bark channels at me, and I'd have to use the pliers to change the channel on the TV.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I hope you've gone to therapy.
Man. I'm still dealing with this shit, man.
Do y'all kids that play video games know that you used to have to plug your video game thing into the TV and then turn it to channel 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just for whatever reason, channel 3, and then your shit would work. And the other channel would
Input
work.
Input was a game changer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't exist, youngins.
They don't, about that. And they don't know about having to blow on the NES fucking cartridges.
Yeah.
You know nothing about that.
Like through your shirt, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yep.
For some reason, that helped.
I had to clean my CD-ROM, so I feel your pain.
That's why Saturday morning cartoons were so hot for us, because it's like there was just nothing like that any other time, and you couldn't record it, so you couldn't miss that shit. Like, so you'd be mad if you had to do some shit.
Oh, you remember when
we sound like angry old people? I don't sound like it. I am.
I'm glad I'm coming across that way.
Remember that's what I was going for. Before TiVo, any sort of DVR recording. And you were watching some shit you're really into and you had to piss. It was like a fucking race of all races.
Yeah.
You snack.
The commercial started, you would sprint, and it turns out it was a short commercial, you hear it cut back on.
My mom was not happy about the speed at which I went to the bathroom and I had to piss because
of all the drops in your pants?
If I hit the toilet, I'd be lucky. I just it's gotta get out quick and I gotta go back to my cartoons.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. Everything's so at your fingertips now. Like, you could go binge a show. You could watch one episode. You can jump to the moment
from
you want to watch.
From any country, basically.
Yeah, you kids are soft.
I used to pine to know more about other cultures, honestly. I really did.
Apparently not, though. You didn't like the British. You didn't like Benny Hill, the experience of learning about, like, the culture, the British culture, the humor that came.
Yeah, even as a child, it made me feel very, very violated. Well,
you know what? It just makes me think of, you know how, like, the chat GPT AI stuff and people are, like, writing papers with this shit and stuff like that. Do y'all remember when, like, online encyclopedias or, like, a CD-ROM encyclopedia?
Encarta? Yeah.
Encarta.
Mind-blowing.
Before that.
Mind-blowing.
Before that, like, we actually had a collection of encyclopedias from about 1972.
Like big ass books.
We had a set of books.
I wanted those.
And it was like,
try to find some.
And information stopped in 1972 or whatever when they came out. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, so I definitely remember kids just like printing off Encarta and turning it in. Teachers were like, oh, word, shit. Like, damn, this is Robbie. Yeah. Jesus, you never wrote this well. Like, you know what I
mean? Like, your ass was reading the World Almanac.
Yeah. Used to have to, get the old encyclopedia out. Those were the days.
Yeah, you'd have to go places.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know if we're reminiscent or bitter. I think it's like a bit of both.
Yeah. Correct.
We've been through so much.
This is the No Chingas podcast, where Erica L. Sanchez and the No Chingas crew explore issues, questions, and assorted chingaderas. This is the Black and Latino Coalition. We're solving the world's problems one shit-talking session at a time. We don't know what we're doing, but we're doing it with the unearned confidence of a mediocre white man. My name is Martin Malecho, and I have been irrationally angry ever since the milk from my school lunch did not open properly. Yeah. Never open. I'd follow the directions on the fucking box, and it just taught me that life wasn't fair.
Dude, I had a sack of milk when I was going to school. And I had to stab it the right way. If I stab it the wrong way,
like an implant.
I'm out of milk.
You know what? I'm going to take back my critique. My milk came in a box at least, I guess.
How'd you fuck that up?
No, it never opened properly.
It's not like a juice box. You had to like open it and make the little triangle, but they never opened it.
The triangle never pulled out. I got the first part over. I got the second part over. But the part where you pull the middle forward, it would just stick.
Damn, the 60s were so hard. My name is Jorge. Don't call me George. And don't call me Georgie either.
Wow. Okay.
It came up the other day. I didn't like it.
We weren't thinking that, but.
I see. Well, I am Erica L. Sanchez, and I am a señora who buys a lot of plants now. You know? That's just what I do.
That's on the Senora punch card, right? I think that's definitely a stage.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about it for Si Chingas.
And are you going to start giving them to people all the time?
Yes.
But then, like, with an explicit set of directions on how they need to care for it, and then do you check up on it after?
And you're going to ask them about it?
My mom has done this before.
Yeah, yeah, my mom as well.
Oh. You're going to ask them about it specifically, and then, okay. I just want to make sure you're doing it right.
And give them a hard time when it
dies, inevitably. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how I'm going to operate from now on, because I'm almost 40, so that's what you have to do. You have to just, you know, adjust. I don't think
you have to, but you do you.
I think I must. Anyway, who's next?
What's up, it's Roddy. And y'all know why I'm here. I don't want to be here, but I feel like I have to be for the children. Got to give them game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw you buy lemonade from the kids, so he's living what he's preaching. Yeah, yeah.
Kids have a lemonade stand. Always buy some lemonade. Yes.
So sweet. I have a no chingues, and that is that I was outside earlier on my porch with my husband, and we were chatting, having a nice time, beautiful day. Smoking weed because, you know, it's legal. So fuck you all who are judging. Anyway, and then some sheriff car comes by and I start getting extremely scared. Just automatically, my body just tightened. And then he stopped and came out. And I was like telling him to come inside because I was really terrified.
Telling the sheriff?
No, I was telling my husband to come inside because I really was terrified that something would happen to him. And it was very frantic. Like, I really was terrified and thought that something terrible could happen. And that's because I read all the time that these things happen. And so, I had some serious anxiety over that. Even though weed is legal and it doesn't really matter. I don't trust law enforcement. I don't know what sheriffs do, honestly. So I just saw the police and I got like extremely, extremely scared.
What did your husband do?
He was very calm and was trying to get me to relax, but I was just beside myself, a bit hysterical, if you will. But you know, you just hear so many different kinds of stories and I just see law enforcement and I don't trust it. I don't feel comfortable ever when they're around.
You don't feel safer?
No, I do not. I feel the opposite. And, I'm a brown woman and he's a black man and, you know, like I think about that as well and that factors. So, yeah, man.
I knew a sheriff one time.
Oh, yeah?
Went to my church. And then he is in jail now, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he works at the jail, you mean?
Oh, I mean, he probably has some sort of job at the jail because he's an inmate at the jail.
Oh.
But he set up a hit on the dude that was, because sheriff, you get elected sheriff. And he set up a hit against the dude that was running against him. And
sounds safe.
Yeah. That's the only sheriff. That's the only sheriff I knew personally. Todd. Yeah. So I don't know.
He was your officer friendly at school.
Honestly, I thought he was pretty good. Wait. I was like, oh, he's a nice guy.
But I'm with y'all too. So like those titles to us like non-involved like civilians, those titles don't mean anything. Like deputy sheriff, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know what those fucking stripes mean to y'all. Right. But it's crazy because, you know, on the front line, I've personally gotten my ass beat by cops plenty of times. And I'm like a college educated pasty dude, but they
really
grab
pasty.
You first.
Like so pasty.
They grab you first and ask questions later. So in my video game mind, you know, I'm like, oh, so we're talking about like the final boss here. Like I don't need to see that. Whatever the title means, I'm already fucking having a hard time with your frontline entry level employees. I don't want to talk to like the final boss in the video game where you're just going to be more difficult. You think you know more than you do. That is worrisome. So I see why you're worried. Like,
yeah, it's, I mean, it's hard. I've had bad encounters with the police myself, and so that has caused some anxiety for me, and so just that just compounded with how frequently Black people are killed.
You got a, I think you told us the other day your paletero story from back in the day. Oh my Young God. Rebellious you. Didn't oh you? God. Didn't you go toe to toe with some,
with some cops? Yeah, I did. Oh my God. So I was 19 years old. I was with a friend on the south side close to Midway Airport. And on the end of the block, I saw this paletero and he was being harassed by these cops that were on bikes, and they were being really disrespectful. It seemed like
a street vendor for all those folks.
Yeah, just a dude selling ice cream on a bike.
Yeah, just a, that's it. That's all he was doing. And they were giving him a really hard time, and I started talking shit, and I don't know, I was very spicy, and I continued to be. And
how old are you?
I was 19, and so I just started, you know, telling them, like, or asking them, like, why are you harassing him? And they, I don't remember what they responded, but I started calling them certain things, such as
rapscallions.
Let me guess.
Pigs.
Big bullies. Oh,
no. You went past rapscallions. You took a left at.
I called them pigs.
Nefarious. You took a left.
Did you tell him that
I was so young and so fresh, you know, like fresh with rage. And so I got arrested by these four cops on bikes. And
did you ride back on the handlebars?
You never told us that detail.
No, well, a real
young lady, get on the pegs.
A real cop car actually came and took me away. And I got to the police station, like, freaked out, so terrified. And I was on my period, and I didn't have any pads, and they just wouldn't give me any. And I remember that now, and I'm like, wow, that's like really
abuse for sure.
Inhumane.
Yeah.
You know, and I was asking
for, like, bare minimum things.
Yeah. And so I was in this cell with another woman. And she had like threatened the police with a gun or some shit like that. I don't remember exactly what the story was, but, yeah, the food was so bad that I just didn't eat it. Like the sandwich was so disgusting and vile, and it's like, not, it shouldn't even be considered food. And the fact that they give it to people in prison and in jail makes me really sad. Because I only spent one night there, right?
Because you broke out?
Well, yes, I dug a hole.
Oh, man. Tell us that story.
Did you establish dominance when you were there?
Yeah.
I tried. I howled at the moon.
Yeah.
She gave crazy eyes.
I don't think that works. But great. I'm sure you got left alone.
They're
after
like,
that.
Whoa. That like, works. They're like, what are you doing? I'm howling at the moon.
Ouch. So I was in there for like, you know, a day almost, and it was fucking terrible. And they treat you like shit. And they like talk to you like you don't fucking matter. And it, people have gone through much, much worse, but like I got a little taste, and Jesus Christ, damn. Anyway, yeah, that's my story.
Crazy.
The shit with police, and there's so much to talk about, right? Like we circle around and talk about this often, but I'm still astounded that we give life and death fucking authority to motherfuckers who took like a 6-month course at a community college. No disrespect to community college, but if you're being thrown into life or death situations where people are at their worst and things are at like these heights, you should be well-versed in de-escalation. You should be well-versed in human psychology. You maybe shouldn't be fucking armed to escalate because that automatically escalates every situation. But how we fucking go about saying, oh, this is how we're going to handle people who break the law or people who are going through some shit is insane to me.
Well, think about it. Yeah. If you have
like, or it's wild to me.
The critical response people, which is like what people who say defund the police would be like an alternative to send a cop if someone's like, you know, having a mental episode out on the street. And like those people are trained. And I forget where was it. There was a trial done somewhere with this, and they were called. I wish I remember what city. They're called 300 times. There were no calls for police backup from them. So they went out 300 times.
Yep.
And 100% of the time, they did not need to call the police as backup because it got violent or something like that. So like that type of thing shows that
it's good math.
This is what's needed. Yeah, that's very good math. That's what's needed out there. There were, the policeman was not needed there. And like in police's defense, like they shouldn't be asked to have to do that. You know what I mean? And so like
that's an impossible situation for you to be put in, and you should be demanding that sort of support.
Right. If I'm a policeman, I'd be like, yo, I can't do this. Like, I'm not equipped to do this.
Yeah.
Like
that's, but doesn't it traumatize them as well?
Yes. You know? Yes. Like, that's why they have, man. Cops have like the highest suicide rate of any profession. So, like,
so why not fix it?
Exactly. I like the division of it too. Like, your bouncer doesn't pour your drinks. You know what I mean? Like, just keep the separation of like reactive when things are escalating beyond reach. Beyond like conversation, I understand why like it's in place, but like it's sent when someone's going through a mental episode, and it always escalates and it always ends bad.
Particularly if they're a person of color.
Oh, especially. Yeah.
So like that, I mean, that's another thing. I mean, that's why it's almost exclusively communities of color and cities that have a lot of people of color that are asking for this. So we need this because we're trying not to die.
You take your internalized white supremacy. And then you take the whole idea of like to a man with a hammer, everything's a nail. To the man with the gun, right? Everything is gun worthy, right? Everything is a violent episode. I'm like, it's not that, or it shouldn't be that, right? And that's we create this fucking recipe for disaster.
It's too much power. Wow. It's fucked up, man.
And if I think about like the dudes who I knew growing up who ended up in law enforcement at any level, like in any capacity, they're the last people who should be in those positions.
Hold on. I'll give you one of the two examples. I've gotten like mass kicked twice by them. And for really, really nothing to minimal. I was just out. I was young and in these neighborhoods.
You didn't comply though.
Yeah, that's the thing. So they had me they had me detained and they had me in cuffs, and it was like four of them. But it felt like I was talking to like frat bros. They were joking. One pulled out a metal like lead pipe. It's like, oh, well, why'd you have this? And I'm like, this, I see what's transpiring. You have that on you. Y'all are insane. You didn't find that. It was too big to just find on the street. Like, you know, streets get cleaned moderately. Big old pipe he put on the hood. And he's like, why do you have this? And it's four dudes talking like making fun of the situation of me.
Oh, my God.
They're like, oh, if you spit again. I'm like, I just got choked out. I'm spitting because I'm catching my whole being again.
Oh, my God.
You spit again, we're going to put that charge on you. I go, dude, I don't know the law well, but I know that's not a charge. You're kind of all on bullshit. It feels like I'm getting hazed at a fraternity. And that's what it becomes. It becomes a boys club that's all there's white supremacy in the water. And these were brown dudes, but you could just tell they were very they were having fun being oppressive. Yeah.
Oh, gross, man.
So
that's intense.
I guess bite-sized my torso.
I would love to see if there's any studies indicating whether or not like there's a higher proportion of like sociopaths that are drawn to certain professions. You know? And I think CEOs for sure. I read an article once. Yeah. CEOs are
like authors, probably.
Yeah. Authors. Authors for sure.
Poets, authors.
Poets specifically. Yeah. Yes. Like, yeah.
That mixes. That cocktail is a deadly cocktail.
Podcasters.
Deadly.
Erica's going to become a cop and have the trifecta.
Oh my God. No.
The little hate medley.
Ni Dios quiera.
Man.
You should have mentioned that bike part, though. That's kind of funny.
To close out, all I know is the only sheriff I know doesn't know that it's not cool to murder another person. They don't, you know.
Confirmed.
Yeah, that's what I know personally. Like, oh, if you know one person, I did growing up, and he seemed cool, but then he, like, killed that guy that one time.
Oh, my God.
just that one time?
Yeah. However,
that we know of?
He seemed cool, though.
Yeah, no, he does.
Let's remember that. He seemed cool.
He like taught my older siblings how to drive in the church parking lot and shit. Like, you know, he was funny. sang in the choir, you know. It's shit. I was like, oh, it's a good dude right here.
Do you remember, like, they used to send, those of us who grew up in the Chicagoland area, they used to send, like, a cop out to your school.
Yeah, officer
friendly. Oh, officer friendly.
Yes!
So, all right. Yes. So, our officer friendly, like, I remember from, like, kindergarten to eighth grade.
Who teaches you how, like, that drugs are bad.
Stranger danger.
Elementary school, yeah.
McGruff, like, the crime dog, all
we're
the
too young.
What? Yeah. Drugs?
Yeah. Right. So that guy, the same dude who went to my school for 8 fucking years, my grade school, from like a K to 8. One day as a grown man, I'm at a bar. And I look over to the side and there's an older man grinding aggressively on several women who don't look like they necessarily asked to be grinded on. And then I squint. It was officer friendly.
He was being officer too friendly.
He was being very friendly.
Ew, yuck. Cochino. Who has another?
All right. Well, I have no chingas that kind of blew my mind that someone had the capacity to think about this, plan this, do this, and follow through with this. I might have personally went to Cuba after it was like halfway. This is insane. There's a there's a Belgian man who faked his own death. And at the funeral, he pulled up, like, at the burial, pulled up on a chopper to, like, surprise his family and said it was, like, a reminder that we should all, like, talk more.
Oh, my God.
But is he wrong, though?
It was mixed emotion. People were, like, surprised, upset. Ran over and like hugging the guy because in their mind they were just wired to think this person had passed.
That's a mind fuck. This dude's fucking
crazy. Who stabbed him to death at the funeral?
Yeah, did he die?
I would have punched my loved one.
Yeah,
for real.
That's not okay.
I was gonna say this is like
I kind of love it, man. If I'm being honest, I kind of think this is the greatest thing that's ever happened
on a helicopter too. Like
we were saying, like this is the most extreme form. But in the most mild sense, this is like señora vibes. Yes. Where they would have pulled up and be like, pues que no te dije que me iban a extrañar y que no me llamas.
That's true.
Es que se te olvida que tienes madre.
No, I think every señora would like wish like they could do that. Like, yeah. Then they would know. Yeah. They would know.
It's psychological warfare and I'm here for it. I think it's fantastic. I know you guys are not.
I'm traumatized by that's great. Myself. Right.
I might do that for Father's Day tomorrow.
I'm just trying to
have them think I'm dead in the morning and then be like, come back afternoon and be like,
oh my God. Right.
My kids take me for granted every fucking day. I think this is gonna be my move. Yeah. This is gonna, you just inspired me.
You're gonna fake
How are you gonna die in your
fake on the death? Toilet?
Like with dignity.
Like Elvis. On the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what? Just the biggest dump you've
just
ever taken.
Just a bowel movement issues. Yeah. Like,
oh
related
my God.
Things.
This is getting too dark.
I mean, he asked me for specifics. Yeah. I wasn't ready to go there, so I had to come up with something.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
Then you gotta drop some dough on that helicopter though.
Nah. I don't know if I'd go helicopter.
He set the bar though, man. You can't just pull up on a scooter. He set the bar up here.
I'd come in on a divvy bike.
Okay. What about his wife? Like, I'd be like,
I hope it's a single man.
What?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I would kill him then, you know.
I'll report back.
I love this dude. What's it?
Oh my goodness.
I don't know.
Wow. It's fucking crazy.
Do you remember Arrested Development? There was that one guy who would always like they'd prank the kids and be like,
yes,
and that's why we that's don't it. Steal.
Yeah, like, I loved him.
He would pay people to do insane shit.
It was
a one-armed man. Yeah.
Very
oh funny. Man, that's actually a great association. But that's it.
Okay.
I'm torn if that's
this is gonna go into the Senora Zeitgeist. It's gonna go all through the channels that they use to communicate with one another, and this is gonna be happening.
Just faking their
weekly.
Own deaths.
Weekly, there's going to be a story.
Hey,
like
this guy is definitely full of himself. Uh-huh. You could have pulled up in a car, but you want to pull up like fucking Batman. I think you like.
Yeah, well,
I mean, if you're going to fake your death, man.
You should have parachuted it. It just came down.
That would have been better.
And then he died. Yeah. The parachute doesn't open.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Belgian TikToker. Oh, that makes sense. That makes a lot more sense. Kind of very self-involved. Yeah.
These motherfuckers creating content.
We encourage a bunch of people to go find it and watch it. So,
ouch.
It's good content. It's good content.
No, don't watch it. Just know that it's out there and it's.
Oh,
very stupid.
See, I'm not reading stuff because I don't want to click the clickbait, but I'm seeing a Belgian dad. So he had kids.
Yeah. Oof. I thought that's what you said.
And I said Belgian man.
Oh.
But like, yeah, he might
not
have
every
been married.
Man is a dad, and not everyone with kids is a father. Yeah, and to, you know, all right.
And tomorrow they're gonna realize that. Because tomorrow's Father's Day. Mm-hmm. I like this one's good too. This one's written, man fakes his own death to see who truly cared for him. Dog, there's other ways to do
ew,
that.
Ew. It's so
I bet
gross.
He didn't even ask.
Oh my God.
You could at least like pretend to be sick. That's like, you know, I mean, take it easy.
Yeah. Start small. Hey,
graduate
take it
to
easy.
Death.
Take it easy. At least pretend you had cancer for a couple years. You know, hey.
Like a normal person.
Hey, come on.
Oh. Just there's so many people in the world doing so many different things. I think about that daily.
You know what? I always week in, week out. I sometimes, you know, when we leave the podcast and we sometimes do this weekends back to back, and I'm like, damn, what am I going to have for next week? Guaranteed, I have a ton of fucking
too many things.
Some dumb shit happens.
A lot going on.
Especially now, we just know too much about motherfuckers with the internet. Yeah. It's like, like we wouldn't know about that Belgian dude.
Yeah.
But well, he wouldn't even have done it because it was for
TikTok. He's doing it for clout.
He would have done something else, though.
In the olden times, you would fake your own death for the right reasons. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, again, kids, you guys don't know what's going on.
To go live with your other family.
Yeah, or go start a life somewhere new. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a warrant. You scurry off to Cuba. Yeah.
For the right reasons, like you said. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Wow, times have changed, man.
They have. Mm. They have. You know what hasn't changed? Mm. I have no chingas, and that was a bad segue.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
so this just came up. Like it might have been.
I have a new no chingas that just came in 4 seconds pivots. Ago. That pivot. All right, go ahead.
That transition.
This just happened. I believe it was yesterday, maybe the day before. Disney released a promo for an animated TV show called Primos, and the show showed a little girl. It looked like she might live in Los Angeles or something that looks like Los Angeles. It was a short promo, and a bunch of her family comes to live with her over the summer, so she's got a bunch of her cousins around. It was short. At some point, somebody says, Oye, primos, right? As part, and the fucking blowback that happened as a result of this thing. Disney had to scrub shit. They got so much fucking blowback from this because people were so incensed. They were pissed off that Latinos were saying, essentially, this doesn't represent me. This isn't the true Latino experience. It's grammatically wrong because it should be oiga primos.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
And it made me, it's on some gatekeeping bullshit.
That's so tedious. Mm.
The creator actually had to come out and say, like, and they're like, well, it's stereotypical. Look at this big family all living together. That's some stereotypical bullshit. And the creator literally had to come out and say, like, that's kind of based on my life. Like, she's saying, like, I grew up around all my cousins or whatever. Look, we're on the podcast, we critique shit all the time. I think there's nothing above critique. We should criticize shit. We should talk about shit. But sometimes we're our own fucking worst enemies. And I get where this is coming from. I understand that because Latinos have very little representation in media, in on TV, in movies, all that bullshit, it needs to be everything for everyone, right? Like, we have to thread that fucking needle.
It's not fair.
But shit like this makes me fucking wince because I'm like, it turns into some gatekeeping bullshit where it's just like, well, this isn't my experience as a Latino. Of course it isn't. Of course
it
isn't.
No one said it was.
Because there's no monolith, there's no singular Latino experience, right? And then it turns into like when you're policing language and shit.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, that's grammatically. Yeah, it's grammatically incorrect, but people would say this, right? And especially if you're Mexican American or Latino American. You're going to say things that are not necessarily like 100%. And that's every language. Language is rich and complicated.
And it changes.
Of course. And it just pissed me the fuck off that now Disney is like retracting it, like scrub this thing. And I'm like,
oh, no.
I don't know where this goes next.
But I'm almost wondering if like, you know, the just people, the internet's ruining opinions even because you either like it or you don't. You know, it's either like I click the heart or the thumbs up or
you
I don't.
Hate it.
Yeah. Or like Rotten Tomatoes and everything's so high. High stakes and
no nuance at all.
Martin, there was a show you told me about, and it was about the dude and his cousin was like the convict. What was that show?
Benny Hill.
No, shut the. What is the show?
What show?
The other show with the Latinos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this fool.
So like, let's do that one. Didn't love it, but it was cool. You see what I'm saying?
I don't have
to hate it, or I don't have to love it.
Yeah.
But I went through it, and there was bits I liked, bits I didn't. and that's what life is like.
But also, you don't like, have fucking, to be a monster and like destroy.
Also, if a person something. Of color, you're not gonna shit all over it because it wasn't your favorite fucking show.
Their struggle too is that they do have to stretch it out. There was jokes that I'm like, okay, you know, like that Abbott Elementary. I know there's jokes that they had to make for the greater audience
to dumb it down, which we were talking about. We were just talking about.
Because although your main audience might be like millennials or whatever the hell of color, like, dude, their parents want to watch too. So you want to open it up because we don't have much.
We don't.
So, like, let's take it with a grain of salt. I didn't know it was getting graded like that.
But here's the thing. And that's the thing. There's no slack. So, like, if you're the creator of this show, you're the writer on this show, you're being given zero slack, right? You're saying, well, I'm sort of pulling from my own life experiences, but now they're telling me my life experiences are not authentic, are not Latino enough, right? The way I speak the language isn't good enough. And this is the whole thing where I'm like, this is how you isolate a whole group of people by doing this gatekeepy bullshit. Like, no, you're not Latino enough. I'm the police here. I'm the gatekeeper. And you don't check the enough boxes to fucking be Latino. You know what I mean? And I'm not
that's
saying
some insecure ass shit that you can't like just at least give space to someone else trying to do a creative thing. Like I hate that so much. And I have been criticized for many, many things in my work, and you know, like, fuck it. I don't give a shit. Cause someone out there is going to hate it and that's fine. And there are going to be people who love it and that's amazing. And it's just, you know, it sucks to have to endure it and have to like it destroys people's careers, it destroys people's
their energy and their confidence and
it's like it doesn't have to be like that. Just don't even give it any attention if you don't like it.
And this that's is the all fucking, you have to do. And it's the fucking promo. Like, let's say you watch this shit and you're like, this isn't that great or whatever. Like, whatever.
They haven't even given it a chance.
You haven't even watched it. You haven't given it a fucking chance. You hated it the moment it came out because it didn't fucking serve you specifically as an individual. I'm like, relax.
Yeah.
Pump the fucking brakes.
You're not that important. Like, come on. Fuck. Like, just take a step back and like, just see outside of yourself that, oh, maybe this is a really important movie for a group of people. Maybe not for me, but for other people, you know? And so just having that like empathy and that grace to like not want to destroy it, you know, it's very simple, I think.
I'll go back once more to the internet fucking us up, because the other day I came across an episode of Catfish and I'm going to tie it to this. I think people have forgotten that they cannot, like, they have the ability not to comment. Mm-hmm. And they also say shit in such a way that they wouldn't say to someone's face. And the reason I say that, this one episode I was watching live TV, which I know is rare nowadays, but that show just lives on live TV, right? MTV or whatever.
How many episodes do they have?
Like, man, endless seasons.
It's crazy.
But I saw this bit where this woman pulled up. They actually got her to come out. She was like a catfish and acting as other people and has been doing this. She was 13. But she was super fucking rude to the host and calling her like a bitch. And like, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. It's his show. He's like, no, these are co-hosts.
Oh, wow.
And you as a black woman are dissing another black woman. And you're like, only want to talk to this white dude that's always been on that show. And then she was calling her a B word. Oh, I don't want to talk to you. And I go, oh, my God, this is the epitome of an internet person, because this woman was the one she was talking to stood her ground. She didn't blush. She didn't get nervous. She was like, dude, you're going to stop talking to me like that, because this is my show as well. Like it could get real. It could get really, really real the way you're talking right now. Uh-huh. And she, I think, has lived in the internet and was the epitome of the extreme of being able to say whatever the hell you want, going to bed with no repercussions. And some creative, some artist teams that have worked on a show or on a book or on a movie, they got to live with that feedback. But you just logged on, spewed your hate. You were from a trailer. You were never going to, even if you watched it, you were already
that's
planning
so
to hate
pitiful.
It. So
pitiful.
It's about like, people used to really get hit in the mouth and this doesn't exist. So people are talking, getting their rocks off talking negative.
Yeah, like, say that shit to my face, the people who, you know, write on the internet.
Or give constructive
about, you know? And legitimate critiques. Yeah. I we do that shit. We try to do that shit here, right? We
everything we say is legit.
It's legit. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
It's all a critique.
So shut the fuck up.
There's nothing above what critique. You deserve critique. If you produce something, what you make something, it's gonna get critiqued, and that's fine. But this is some knee jerk internet cloud seeking, right. Like it's not appealing to me specifically. Bullshit. And as a community, I just worry like, what does this do going forward? Right? We don't get any sort of real, like, what is the proportion of like Latinos in Hollywood? Like projects that are like made for us or by us. And I think the creator is a Latina. Like, when do you get that period? Right. So I'm like, give it the benefit of the fucking doubt, give it a shot. And typically my rule of thumb is like, I shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I'll have that conversation privately, but I'm not going to blast it on the internet saying this is a piece of shit. Right.
Because you sound like a hater when you do that shit.
Plus, and for what? It's like, there's a million restaurants in Chicago. If you don't like one, just don't fucking go to it ever again.
That's it. That's all you
got
to do.
But your ass hops on Yelp because you got the time and you don't got no fucking hobbies.
Right? And here's the thing. Mediocre shit has been made for so long by white folks and has been given all kinds of slack. And I'm like, let's say this show is mediocre. I don't know what the fuck it is. It literally was a trailer. How the fuck am I going to know? Give it time to fucking breathe and exist. Like, every other fucking show that's existed, yeah. Right? Like King of Queens had like 35 seasons or whatever bullshit.
That's crazy.
Now we're back to breaking imposter syndrome.
Yeah. King of Queens is on television forever.
You can do anything.
Yeah, Everybody loves Raymond. Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a no chingas?
I don't know. I just was thinking about this week for no reason in particular other than I might have seen something about this, but the way that when I was growing up, I had some white friends, and the way that they talked to their moms, it honestly scared the shit. I was really scared.
Damn it, Susan.
Because they would be like, they might call their mom by their first name, which is just absurd, and then they might just do some shit like just call him like a bitch or tell him to shit. Like, mom, shut up. And I'm like, oh, I can't. I'm like,
yeah, he's dead, man.
Yeah. I'm like, Mark, shut the fuck up. Like, what are you doing? And he's like, fucking bitch. Like, say that to your mom. And it's like, I was like taking cover, like we were going to get fucking beaten with a belt. And he's in his mom's face or some shit like that. I've never seen anything like that. And I, except for when I was a kid and some white friends, and I was like, it stunned me. And I don't know if anyone's had any experience like that. Have you seen that before? Like, it was crazy.
So my kids have had white friends. And I've seen this firsthand. And then I've witnessed the kid talking to his mom that way, and my kids watching sort of like with their eyes as big as saucers, right? Like big as fuck. And then they look at me and then I'm like, we'll talk about this later. No. And then we talk about it later and I'm like, yeah, that shit ain't. And they
don't
knew.
Get any ideas.
That shit ain't happening. They knew that shit ain't happening with me or my wife.
It's not happening with me or my kids. It's not like they got beat. Like we might've got beat, but it's just like not going to
happen. No. They just know.
It's just they're not going to go down like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although my daughter's calling me by my first name and it's so rude.
Damn, you're Susan.
But she just learned words, so you gotta. this is the preview to the movie. You know what I mean?
So what did you see
with the kid?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he literally yelled, "Like I don't want to go, Susan." Like it was some bullshit like that, right? And then my kids look like you can say, like first of all, are witnessing it like it's a horror movie, and then turning around,
intrigued,
and then looking over at me like, "Do you see what we see?" It's interesting. And my mom's favorite threat growing up. And mind you, I have a full set of teeth in my mouth as we speak, as far as anybody knows. My mom's favorite threat was, I will knock your fucking teeth out. Never fucking laid a hand on me, but it was a wonderful fucking threat that I have. My wife has said that I'm not allowed to use it with with my own kids. I'd like to. Oh.
So specific. It sounds like it's believable because it's specific.
I like that she.
It's poetic.
She made the threat so strong that you like were not trying to test it.
So I don't want
to
know.
So it never had to happen.
Right.
Like, that's it. That's like the perfect threat.
The problem is the you're bluffing threat. And then you get older. And then I told my mom at one point, I'm like, I have all my fucking teeth. And you've said this many times.
It's like, what's up now?
No,
what's
yeah,
up
now? I'm coming at you now. I'm wearing my shoes in the house right now. And I'm tracking in mud. What are you going to do,
Susan? And I got Susan? All my motherfucking chompers, Susan.
You should have got braces. So you could be like, what are you going to do now?
You paid for this shit.
This is Chingaderas, and this is the segment in which we just freeball it, you know, see where it goes. I have freeball.
I'm always doing that.
Oh my.
Every day, every second.
Hearing them out.
I've got a bunch of questions here from Instagram that are very good. One is, and I've been meaning to address this. It's, how is the I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter movie coming along? And I have to be super vague about it, but it is coming along and it is going to happen. And there will be an announcement sometime soon. I can't say exactly when, but just know that it's in the works, it's coming, and that I'm super duper excited about it. And yeah, that's it.
The rumor is that Reese Witherspoon will be playing the lead. I know you can't confirm nor deny.
They're gonna use CGI to make her look.
I thought the Rock was gonna be Wonga.
Oh yeah, yeah. He would be a good Wonga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's exactly who I imagined when I was writing this character. And somehow I'm gonna weasel my way onto the movie. I'm gonna have a cameo because.
Stan Lee cameo.
What? Who is?
He was the old man from Marvel.
Oh,
he would kind of pop up in every movie.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to pop up.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pop up, and
you'll be like a at the register at like a cafe, and then Reese Witherspoon will be buying her coffee.
Why does she obsessed. Have to be?
That's the rumor. That's what the internet says.
Oh my God. I'm
just Hollywood just saying.
Telling you.
She'd be a perfect
fit. That Julia will be played by Reese Witherspoon is what the internet is saying.
He watched Legally Blonde once. Yeah. Yep.
Anyway, anyone else? Chingaderas? Chingazos?
No, thank you. In English, she was just like threatening me with punches, kind of? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I have one. So I don't know a lot about Mexican politics, right? I barely know enough about like U.S. politics. But their current president, who I believe has like a 70% approval rating, is doing some things that I'm like, oh, really? Like some shit that I'm like, I'm very surprised by, because I have a healthy like skepticism of like politicians, period, right? They have nationalized or are attempting to nationalize like their energy sectors.
Mm.
They're like lithium. They're only like one of like 28 countries to have lithium, and lithium is like at the core. Batteries,
e-vehicles, yeah.
Right, for all of these things, right? And so they are nationalizing this so that the people have like benefit from it instead of corporations. And oh my God, the US's reaction to it and then corporations' reaction to this, they are fucking fuming. They are upset. They are threatening like tariff wars and saying all this shit.
They're scared of the precedent.
They're scared of people having some degree of control over their country's resources.
I love this idea.
Right. And so the guy, AMLO, the president, Manuel Obrador, I forget his fucking name. He essentially said, when he's hearing all about all these threats that are coming his way, he's saying like, hey, man, we're not your colony. We're not your protectorate. And we do this for the Mexican people. And I'm like, all right, again, like I have a healthy skepticism of politicians, but I'm like, that's what I want to hear from a motherfucker. Cause you are undermining US imperialism and saying like, yeah, that doesn't work here.
I mean, I hope it's for real. You know, I get scared sometimes.
Even the chance of it being for the people is preposterous.
Mm-hmm. I would love
to what
that.
They've built. That's pretty crazy. It's a good share. Yeah.
All right.
Some chingaderas, if I've ever heard one.
Word.
Giving the equity back to the people? That's preposterous.
Mm-hmm.
You got another question?
If no one else does.
Bring it.
Some questions.
Okay. Do you still have time to read now that you are taking care of a toddler? I've been thinking about that because, you know, as women, we're asked so many things that men are never asked because they don't have to worry about those kinds of things. But yeah, I still read a lot. I make time for my career because it's really, really important to me. And so my child is in daycare and I have an incredible partner and a lot of family who helps consistently. And so I have a very comfortable life and I'm able to, you know, read and write and, you know, get my errands done and things like that. And so when I'm with my daughter, I can spend really good quality time with her. And so that's the way I see it. Taking care of myself means I'm taking care of her. Cause if I'm not okay, then, you know, I don't want her to feel that. And so that's really important. And I realize the privileges that I have as well. And I hope that I can help change that, that, you know, other women will have access to these kinds of choices as well. And, anyway, it's just something that I've been thinking about, how lucky I am and, how happy that makes me.
Yeah. I hear that, and I'm happy to hear that, like, you know, you get to be with your kid, you get to read still, but you mentioned privilege, and something so simple is tied to it. You know, I think back to my mom and just, like, working factory jobs, and imagine working, like, a job tied to hours, a little less than, like, two projects, right? Mm-hmm. It's like freelancers, project folks with, like, built-in flexibility, that's a huge privilege. And also women, you know, are... By design, like, there's more expectations there, too, in terms of time commitment. So it's, like, thin on thin availability. And then for someone who has, like, an hourly job with a commute and then a kid and then a home and then all these different things you're involved in.
It's impossible.
It sounds impossible. So the question made me think about how thin time is, free time is. And then especially when you have your family and what's expected of a woman who I think we're all working to shift that tide. But the stereotype there and then just time with work, with kids. Man, the older I get, the more it's like insane. Reading a book, the question came from, can't find time to read a book. And I felt that without a kid.
Yeah, I can't even fathom, you know, having children in like very difficult circumstances. I don't know what my life would be. And I can't even really think about it because it scares me. And so I just want women to be able to have choices. And if they want to read a fucking book, they can read a book. That's the kind of world that I want to live in. Not that, you know, you have to sacrifice yourself all the time for everybody else.
As a bad parent, I have a life hack. I don't know if this applies to women, but it definitely applies to if your kids are young enough, a bowl of Cheerios in a corner somewhere in a room and some cardboard boxes will buy you a good, like, 2 hours. That's all you need.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just, you could be negligent for 2 hours because they're so, like, caught up in just, like, the world of these fucking cardboard boxes that you just got your Amazon boxes. You just throw them in a room.
They love boxes.
And then some Cheerios if they get hungry so they can go over there. And then you're all good.
You're like, I just read half a book.
Yeah. Yeah. If my daughter's around, I'm not reading. That's for fucking sure. Yeah. It's impossible.
I just told you, cardboard boxes and Cheerios, though.
Okay, I'll try it next time.
Do it. I think if you're a woman, it's you being a bad mother. As a father, I think it makes me a great dad.
You're so, like, creative, cool.
I'm very creative. Yeah, I think that's how it works. So my bad. That wasn't for you, Erica. That's for the guys out there. Man. Dads out there, happy Father's Day, everybody.
He's so crafty.
It's a hack.
Life hacks.
Yeah. It's viral for
and dad. And if you want, go out for cigarettes. Don't come back, dads. That's just the way it is.
Man. Right. Ultimate life hack. You want your time back? Go out for cigarettes. Uh-huh.
Read all you want after that, guys. Yeah.
This is C. Changes. not to be confused with Chingaderas. But it's a sea chinga as we talk about dope shit for once, because you know sometimes it get a little heavy. We talk about sheriffs shooting other sheriffs and stuff like that.
Mom's threatening to knock people's teeth
mom's,
out.
Mom's threatening to
gets dark.
Give you that dental work. Who's got one? Who's got one?
I've gotten one. What does that even mean? I'm super into plants now, and I've always loved plants. Obviously, if you don't, something's wrong with you. And, you know, I'm like very much a nature person. But I think I moved around for so long that it just never even crossed my mind to start collecting plants. And so now that I'm stable, I just started to get plants, and I'm trying to make my house feel like a fucking forest, you know? Like, I want you to smell the chlorophyll, you know? No, it's very soothing to me, and it feels meditative to, like, pay attention to them and see how they're doing and water them. And
I feel like greenery in a space is soothing as well, mm-hmm. versus, like, these modern houses, as nice as they are, like, that we have, like these off-white walls and these crown moldings. But, like, dude, at the end of the day, it's just, like, a backdrop for something.
Yeah.
So put up some paintings, paint it your way, and get some fucking plants.
I think that's why people listen to mm-hmm. No Chingas, that we're willing to take those controversial stances.
Right? It's a hot
we
take.
We are pro-plant on this fucking podcast. We are pro-Mother Earth.
Yeah. Get your gardening on. Do it all.
Really tap into your inner señora, or if you're a señora, just, like, be who you are and love plants and talk about them and show people them and, you know?
Give them to them with certain expectations.
Yes, definitely. And if you don't keep it alive, then
you're going to hear about it.
You're going to hear about it.
Do you have a favorite plant at the moment?
Mary?
I got this little tree. It's in my living room, and it's a fiddle leaf tree.
Nice.
And it's our plant, and it's just very beautiful. And it's a little tree in my house. Like, holy shit.
That's cool.
It's amazing.
Have you ever heard, like, the advice to, like, shake them and they'll, like, grow better? And I'm like, I don't want to raise my tree that
my
way.
My ass? Is that advice for my ass?
I've heard about that.
For twerking and for this.
Mystical told me that. Yeah. I did it, and it worked. It totally worked.
I don't want to know anything about it.
And you watch yourself.
Yeah. Shake that tree. I did watch yourself.
That's step two.
And wash your hands.
I got there.
Nice.
Plants, y'all.
Plants. They're good for you. Plants. Help you breathe. I love plants.
Speaking of plants.
Let's see this where this pivot. Go, go, go. I can't wait.
Modelo just began. Modelo just overtook Bud as the number one selling beer in the United States. We're here, baby. We're here.
Yo, fuck, you're trying to find out. Yo, fuck, you're trying to find out.
That's what I said. This is what Modelo sounds like.
What happened to my Bud Light? I used to drink it all night for America. Modelo, what the fuck is that? Where is that from?
Oh, man.
First thing.
We just feel so seen. We feel like all this hard work paid off. And
I don't like it.
I don't know. It's a different time. I called it way back. I mean, I think we used to talk about it where it's just like, Mexicans historically spend money. And corporations just like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
I just saw this in this Flamin' Hot movie. They're like, no, you're fucking out of your mind.
They want
plain Lays.
I saw the article on, like, Reddit, and all the comments were like, I've never seen anybody drinking Modelo. And I'm like, no.
Oh, you haven't, huh?
Yes, okay. Sweet. I know where you live.
Red flag.
All I see is motherfuckers drinking Modelo, man.
Red flag with an X on it. Man. Yeah, for sure.
We're here to stay.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
As long as there's Modelo, we're here to stay.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oops, sorry. No offense. That was not.
That offense.
No. All right. I got it. It was not what I was trying to. Oh, that's the one. I didn't.
Well, clap.
My bad. Wow. My bad. My fault.
It went from
a journey that was.
Sound engineers, the worst. To X-Files to.
Did not do that on purpose.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
All right, I got a quick one. Killer whales. The orcas are out here, and they're like they're shit. Executing apparently a revolt that they've been planning for fucking eons now, and they're going after boats, they're capsizing boats, they're coordinating and talking about this shit. I feel we should be inspired by these killer whales that are out in these seas.
Fascinating.
And there's some theories that one of them got like clipped by one or hurt by one, and now they're all sort of like, fuck this shit. So I'm like, we need to take this on as a general, you know, as people, you know, what are the systems that are oppressing us, like these these killer whales. Like
this is like your homie got hit by a car and we're just out here flipping fucking cars.
Absolutely. Any fucking
bike lanes, homie. Mama, bike lanes.
Respect I'm that friend for sure.
Let's do this, man. That's Let's go orca no on this fears. Shit.
Oh yeah. My God.
And there's a ton, and it keeps happening. Like, I think they've just developed, like, they're going after. There's this video of this guy. He's like, they got the second rudder. Like, they're targeting these boats in a perfect way. And I'm like, they're smarter than we think they are.
Uh-oh.
And they're fucking going after these boats. And I'm like, I'm here for that.
They
shit.
Never wanted y'all there in the first place.
Yeah, we don't belong there.
Damn. Yeah,
I liked it.
My second Si Chingas is the book Bad Mexicans. I'm halfway in. Book is dope.
I think I have that one too.
It is.
I got that for my birthday.
Kelly, hopefully I'm not getting this wrong. Kelly Hernandez, I want to say. It tells the story of these Magonistas, which are these group of journalists who were persecuted in Mexico when they were going up against Porfirio Diaz and this system. They were going orca. Mm-hmm. They were doing orca shit. but they were persecuted. They were thrown into prison. They were kind of in and out as a group. They were poets. They were journalists. And they were fighting against this dictator who was running Mexico and letting it go fucking hog wild with letting like U.S. interests in and like looting the joint. And they were talking their shit all the way through. It's a fascinating fucking read. And then they end up in Mexico or in Texas at some point. And then they go to like St. Louis. They're like on the run because these folks are after them. I'm only halfway through. So don't ruin the Mexican revolution for me. Don't tell me like how that plays out. I'm going to get there. I will find out.
Ain't nobody told me. I have no idea how that shit.
But it's cool. My thing is, the reason I like this so much is, you know the big figures, right? You know your Zapata, you know your fucking Pancho Villa, you know all these. But these are the dudes who kind of planted the seeds that allowed for that to happen. So it's always cool to see how a revolution takes place. And it's not like, it's never two dudes, right? It's movements and it's a groups of people who get no shine, who get no attention.
Orcas straight underwater.
Right. And it's a shit ton of women for sure. Like And I'm like, again, you just like, you watch it happen. And it's kind of like, all right, that's how this shit works.
I can't wait to read it.
That's good shit, man. It's good shit.
Nice. All right. Summer of reading. It's great.
There are no Chingas book club looking at us.
Should we do like book it?
We should
like,
do
we should read the book it. And then eat a personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut.
We eat pizza anyway.
Yeah, it should be the other way. It should be causal. It should be like, you ate a pizza and now go read a fucking book, dude.
Okay. Come back.
All right.
Don't you feel terrible? Don't you get on the treadmill, read a book, fucker. You want to say anything to the people?
I want the people to know that we appreciate you so, and that you should give us praises in all the different areas, such as Instagram, real life, text messaging, SMS messaging,
smoke signals.
Yeah, like just like
carrier pigeon.
Tell people how rad this shit is, okay?
Because you're a surfer in the 90s.
Don't okay. use that vernacular. Yeah.
Cowabunga. You also mentioned folks have been engaging really well. So like comments, questions, thoughts.
Yeah, we want compliments. To know.
Yeah, it's been really good, you mentioned. So
yeah, and it's been a year and we're really, you know, having a great time and we want to know how you're feeling out there. And yeah, we're just going to keep doing this shit because it's fun.
And I'd like to leave you all with a quote from the great Keith Murray. If you don't listen and share and do all those wonderful things, you can eat a shit sandwich and go to hell.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Spoken like the true Keith orcas Murray. Of the podcast world.
I like rappers to just
are
go we, by their
are you going to be part of our orca pack or not?
Yeah.
You
Let's know? Go capsize some fucking boats. Yeah.